Bored to Death by Jonathan Ames. The trouble happened because I was bored. At the time, I was 28 days sober. I was spending my nights playing internet backgammon. I should have been going to AA meetings, but I wasn't. I'd been going to AA meetings for 20 years, ever since college. I like AA meetings. My problem is that I'm a periodic alcoholic, even with going to AA. Every few years I try drinking again. Or, rather, drinking tries me. It tries me on for size and finds out I don't fit and throws me to the ground. And so I go crawling back to AA. Or at least I should. This last go-round I was skipping meetings and just staying home and, like I said, playing internet backgammon. When I wasn't burning out my eyes on the computer, I was lying in bed reading. I was going through the third Raymond Chandler phase of my adulthood. Read all his books in 1988, then 1999, and now 2007. Some people reread Proust or Thomas Mann and improve themselves. Not me. Mixed in with the Chandler was some Hammett and Gudis. I needed murder and mayhem while I breathed my way to my own placid, dull, and boring death. So that's all I was doing, reading and playing backgammon. I can afford such a lifestyle because I'm a writer. I'm not a hugely successful writer, but I'm my own boss. I've written 6 books, 3 novels, and 3 essay collections. And at the time of the trouble, I had roughly $6,000 in the bank, which is a lot for me. I also had a few checks for movie work coming in down the road. By my economic standards, it was a flush time. I'd even paid my taxes early, at the end of March. It was now mid-April, and I was just trying to stay sober and keep a low profile in my own little life. I wasn't doing any writing because, well, I didn't have anything to say. Overall, I was being pretty reclusive. I only talked to a few people, primarily my parents, who are retired and live in Florida, and who call me every day. They're a bit needy, my senior citizen parents, but I don't mind. Life is short, so if I can give them a little solace with a daily call, what the hell? My father is 82, and my mother is 75. I have to love them now as best I can.